This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is coming along to 5:08. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And as mentioned, we are back with Popit Popit Parliament to bring you the updates from Day One Rakyat.
So it's the first day of the first parliament sitting with Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri as Prime Minister. Now, if you recall, the last time the MPs convened was for a special sitting back in July. Gosh, that feels both incredibly far away and incredibly close. So that lasted only 4 days, but it did end with this whole fracas around the annulment of the emergency ordinances, with the Agong expressing displeasure at how it was done without his consent. And that situation just kept unfolding to a point where Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin finally stepped down. So a lot happened.
A lot happened, and that's essentially how we arrived here again after a fair amount of discussion and back and forth over when it was that Parliament would be reconvening. But this Parliament session does hold some promise of being different because Ismail Sabri and Pakatan Harapan seem to have settled on a bipartisan deal for a confidence and supply agreement. They were set to unveil the memorandum at 5 p.m. So essentially now, we will bring you further updates in our news bulletins. We also have an entire show planned for you after 6 o'clock on Inside Story, focused on some of the reforms and the MOU itself.
So if you recall, another major problem that we saw in that special sitting back in July was that several attendees had tested positive in Parliament, and that resulted in MPs being barred from leaving the building. Then they all had to get tested and so on. So the DG even warned of the possibility of a super spreader event in Parliament at that time.
So this time around, Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said that special SOPs have been put in place to ensure that Parliament can run, and run smoothly for that matter. And he said in a statement yesterday that these include everyone being fully vaccinated, taking the RT-PCR test within 3 days before entering the building, and all attendees will also be instructed to take a self-test during the session.
He also said that individuals who tested positive for the first time will not be allowed to enter Parliament. So thus far, 13 individuals are in this category, and they've been given the home surveillance order.
So that brings us... it really has been a dramatic year, hasn't it? That's more or less a recap. But that brings us to today's session. And the first day of the parliamentary session is usually reserved for the Agong's address. That's what happened today. Just fair warning, this is more or less all that took place today. But back to business. The Negaraku was played when the Agong arrived. A red carpet was rolled out, and MPs rose when the Agong entered the hall.
At the start of the Agong speech, he called on the attendees to observe a prayer for all the people who have passed on due to COVID-19. Here's a clip from that moment.
Sebelum beta memulakan titah, beta ingin mengajak ahli-ahli yang berhormat sekalian dan seluruh rakyat Malaysia untuk bertafakur, dan kepada yang beragama Islam untuk membaca surah Al-Fatihah. Bagi kita memperingati rakyat beta yang telah terlebih dahulu pergi buat selama-lamanya menemui Tuhan Yang Maha Esa akibat pandemik COVID-19. Al-Fatihah.
Subsequently, His Majesty's speech touched on a number of things. We'll highlight just some of them. Firstly, the Agong expressed appreciation towards the bipartisanship that's been demonstrated so far and said that it will bring a positive change to how the country is run.
Di sini beta turut menyambut baik dan amat menghargai usaha-usaha ke arah merealisasikan pendekatan baharu kerjasama dui partisan antara semua pihak yang bakal membentuk lanskap politik baharu dan membawa perubahan dalam sistem pentadbiran negara. Kematangan seperti inilah yang didambakan oleh seluruh rakyat beta. Ambillah nasihat pepatah Melayu lama yang berbunyi, biduk lalu kiambang bertaut. Sesungguhnya yang menang tidak menang semua dan yang kalah tidak kalah semua. Hanya menerusi perpaduan, kesepakatan dan kebersamaan yang erat bagaikan sebuah keluarga Malaysia sahajalah, kita akan dapat mengharungi pelbagai cabaran dan dugaan yang bakal ditempuh.
His Majesty also said that he welcomed the government's approach in working with various stakeholders to find solutions and said that this collaborative democracy should be the way forward.
Melangkah ke hadapan Dato' ingin menasihatkan pada semua pihak untuk mengamalkan demokrasi bermusyawarah dalam mencari penyelesaian kepada apa jua permasalahan. Justru Dato' menyambut baik keterbukaan kerajaan dengan memberi peluang kepada pelbagai pihak termasuk ahli parlimen untuk melibatkan diri dalam tadbir urus negara.
This next bit, I think, has been one that's really been making the headlines today. You'll have seen it across the news portals and the like, because the Agong advised MPs to not put the country's fate at risk by pursuing their own agendas and instead to focus on fighting the pandemic.
Nasihat better kepada semua ahli-ahli yang berhormat. Jangan sama sekali meletakkan masa depan negara dan rakyat better sebagai taruhan dalam percaturan untuk mencapai agenda tertentu. Justru ingin better menyuruhkan kepada ahli-ahli yang berhormat sekalian untuk mengembalikan fokus pada usaha memerangi pandemik COVID-19 ini serta membawa kembali sinar kepada rakyat better dan negara tanah tumpahnya darah kita.
And this was quite a nice moment. His Majesty also got all attendees to hold a standing ovation for frontliners as well as the Olympics and Paralympics athletes.
Dalam negara berhadapan saat getir mengharungi pandemik COVID-19, petugas barisan hadapan negara khususnya Perkhidmatan Kesihatan terus berusaha keras mencurahkan khidmat bakti tanpa mengenal penat dan lelah serta berhadapan dengan pelbagai cabaran dalam sebuah lanskap tempoh pandemik yang panjang. Justru, marilah kita terus menyokong dan merakamkan setinggi-tinggi terima kasih kepada semua petugas barisan hadapan dan sektor kritikal lain atas perkhidmatan mereka yang tiada bandingannya. Di sini saya ingin menjemput pada semua untuk berdiri untuk memberi tepukan gemuruh kepada petugas-petugas barisan hadapan dan kepada para-para atlet yang berjaya di peringkat Olimpik dan Paralimpik. Sila.
The Agong closed off his speech by reciting three pantuns, so we thought we'd also include them. Here you go.
Dari segamat ke kota tinggi, hajat mulanya ke Kuala Pahang. Kepada yang berhormat, ikhlaslah berbakti, tidaklah rakyat gusar dan bimbang. Kalau memandang langit yang tinggi, jangan lupa rumput di bawah. Bekerjalah yang berhormat sepenuh hati, mentabatkan negara kembali bermaruah. Tak boleh jawab. Rempah halia digaul di uli, buat ramuan nasi kebuli, sumpah setia ketaatan diberi, pertahankan negara dan ibu pertiwi. Sekian, selamat bersidang. Selamat bersidang. Mudah-mudahan kita semua diberkati Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. Sekian. Wabillahi taufiq wal hidayah. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Kalau siapa nak jawab, tunggu tahun depan.
You just heard some excerpts from the Agong speech at today's opening ceremony in Parliament. And we close there with three pantuns and an invitation to jawab with pantuns, but next year.
I look forward to that one. That was today's session. The coming days will bring us more updates on a number of matters. One of these is on the Speaker and Deputy Speaker appointments, something that's actually caught quite a bit of attention of late. So far, UMNO has nominated Datuk Sri Azalina Uthman Syed to take over the Speaker role. This was supported by DAP. Today, it was reported that Deputy Speaker Datuk Mohd Rashid Hasnon has allegedly rejected this nomination but hasn't given any reasons. So Barua's MP Ngeh Koo Ham from DAP has criticized this, saying that the Deputy Speaker had no power to do this.
So we're waiting to see what comes from that, right? At the moment, there's been a lot of criticism towards this rejection as well. But it would appear that there are two candidates for the Speaker's position, that is Datuk Artharun and Datuk Sri Azalina Uthman. And as for the Deputy Speaker's role, nominees include Pontian MP Ahmad Mazlan and Teluk Intan MP Nga Koming.
Other issues coming up include the possibility of a confidence vote. Also, the Women, Family and Community Development Minister, Dato' Sri Rina Harun, said today that the Anti-Sexual Harassment Bill is being drafted and that it's expected to be tabled in Parliament this year. So that, of course, is a long-awaited one. I'm sure lots of people are looking forward to see that happen. Of course, Budget 2022 will be tabled in October as well.
And that's just some of what you have to look out for. We'll be back, of course, with more updates tomorrow on Popit Popit Parliament. In the meantime, let us know, what do you make of today's session? Are you following along closely? What are you hoping to see discussed in Parliament after the drama, really, of how the last one ended? You can, of course, call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:24. That was AC/DC with Back in Black for obvious reasons, I think, because today we are welcoming back parliamentarians into Parliament, which is why we also had our segment earlier, Popit Popit Parliament, which today at least was dedicated in its entirety to the opening address given by the Yang Dipertuan Agong, which is traditional, right, for the first sitting. And we have been asking you, essentially, are you following along with this session? Are you optimistic that it will go better than the last? Because the last one ended in a little bit of, shall we just call it chaos? Is that fair?
Yes, chaos, fracas, kerfuffle. However, whatever version of that word you always wanted to use, now's the time to bring that out.
Uproar, just giving options. Anyway, we wanted to know if you are following along on this particular session and if there's anything that you're looking forward to them bringing up. And Sharmila, I realized that we haven't actually discussed that, right? We mentioned some of the things that are on the docket, but is there anything that you're interested in seeing?
Yes, and I believe we spoke about it last week because it was in honor of Suicide Prevention Day. I'd like to see more weight and discussion given around the question of mental health. I know it's a little bit of a long shot at this first sitting, but to see whether anyone wants to talk about decriminalizing suicide, I think very important at this point in time.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good point. I think what I was interested in seeing was the move to enact anti-party hopping measures. But then that's coming out in the form of the memorandum, right? That's something that is coming out in a separate discussion, which is great. But yeah, I was looking forward to hearing more conversation around that. And the one that was brought up, the anti-sexual harassment bill, while there are promises that it will be tabled in Parliament this year, I think that there have also been questions about whether or not we're going to get a specific timeline, right? Are we going to see that? Are we going to have basically the thing that we're always asking for, which is some measure of certainty? Is there a KPI? Is there a schedule? Is there something that can be expected and that we can, in essence, hold the ministry to? So I think that's something that I'm interested in seeing. I expect the debate on that, or at least the questions that will be posed when that bill is brought up, to be rather fierce, because there are many members of the opposition who have long been champions of this issue. So I think it's one that they're very well versed in.
That question of timeline, I think, is relevant to actually a fair number of things, whether it's anti-party hopping or any of those reforms that now the government and the opposition have agreed to. It's one thing to have them on paper and to say we're committing to this, but I would like to see some clear signposts on when we'll actually see them come into effect.
So we've been asking you for your thoughts on today's session, as well as whether or not you are following along. And we do have some messages that have come in.
So Sarah says, majestic yet amusing and very relevant speech by Tuanku. I think that about covers all aspects of it, really.
I love the use of the word majestic. I do agree. We also have Ro, who says, Parliament, the tower of hope in the middle of Lake Gardens, where millions of Malaysians believe those they vote to serve them will do that and not their self-interests. It's back. I didn't notice it was missing. Perhaps it was just an illusion, like when David Copperfield made Daya Bumi disappear.
Oh, a deep cut historical reference that I remember. Well, I hope it's back, just like Daya Bumi came back in The Illusion. And I hope that they continue to serve their purpose, shall I say?
Yeah, I think that there has also been a prevailing sense of of wanting to see MPs act more in the interests of the country. I think that, you know, however you may feel, wherever you may rest along the political divide, there has been an increasing hunger from people to see exactly this. And so if nothing else, I think we will see this push, this desire to have that proven in some real way, or to see policies and debates that actually stand up to that kind of scrutiny. The very simple and actually very fully expected scrutiny of a people saying, yeah, but are you talking about me or are you talking about yourself? I think that's what it comes down to. So let us know, are you following along this session of Parliament? And basically, what are you excited to see them discuss? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.